download the full course, visit advancedenglish.net.
Listening and reading for Can You Change Your Life? Good morning. The first thing we need to do in today's class is establish if you need to change your life or not. And to do this, we will use a psychological tool I invented called the Raval test. I'd like to say that I spent years creating this test, but the truth is that I developed it after a lengthy research period lasting about 3 minutes as I walked through the Raval neighbourhood of Barcelona. I was in the early stages of a hangover, feeling depressed, and began a list of my woes. No job, no money, no wife, no friends, no liver. Suddenly, though, depression transformed into elation as I realized I'd made an important psychological discovery. My five problems were the perfect categories by which you can analyze a life. Friends, love, job, money, health. The Raval test was born and took the form of five simple questions, one from each category. And I really believe these are the most important questions anyone can ask you about your life. So I would like you to listen carefully and answer them honestly. Number one, do you have great friends? Two, do you have a spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend who you admire, love and respect? Number three, do you love your job? Number four, do you have enough money? Number five, do you have your health? Okay, so you've listened to the questions. How do you use your answers to arrive at a clinical diagnosis? Well, it's simple. If your answer is no to all five questions, then it's clear. Your life sucks and you need to change it. Clearly, this test is more rapid and cost-effective than visiting a psychologist, which is why I was so happy when I suddenly invented it. Unfortunately, though, my elation at discovering the Raval test was soon ended by the diagnosis it offered its creator. My life sucked. So I entered a small bar, and as I combated my hangover with a beer, I started to ask the question of today's class. Can you change your life? You see, most people answer the question with extremism. On one side, you have ultra-optimists like Paulo Coelho. You can do anything you want in life. Just follow your dreams. And on the other, the hard-nosed cynic, a grim northerner sipping his pint of bitter. You are the way you are, and there's bugger all you can do about it. I ordered another beer, and I asked myself once more, can you change your life? And decided, yes, you can, but it's very, very difficult. The reason it's so difficult is that, essentially, we're stupid. Humans have great imagination. We can split the atom and invent cloud computing. But on a behavioral level, we're simple, and we repeat the same actions day in, day out. Even if we don't like the actions we're executing, like a compulsive thought, or a boring job, or something that's killing us like drugs, we just carry on doing the same thing. Sure, there are moments of awareness that it's wrong, but we continue nonetheless. Interestingly, when people do decide to change their life, most of them intuitively understand what change they need. Imagine in the Raval test you have three no answers. Few friends, no money, boring job. Well, it's pretty obvious that if you get a cool job, you could solve all these problems in one go. So the mission is clear. Get a cool job. Easy, right? Well, yes, if you're a well-educated winner with a great CV. But if you have average qualifications, average CV, and a lot of familial responsibility, then you're facing an uphill struggle. For example, before you even begin doing your CV, reading job offers, interviews, etc., look at the challenge of simply getting new qualifications. It requires 1. A huge amount of extra time, which you may not have, especially if you have work or family commitments. 2. Energy. Most people are lacking in this vital resource. 3. Money. Sometimes thousands of euros for the course. 4. Specific skills or intelligence, which, depending on the course, may be extremely challenging and cause anxiety about your ability. And 5, overcoming personal weaknesses such as laziness, attention deficit, and many others. Or some people must overcome major weaknesses such as neurosis, compulsions, and addictions that will interfere with a course of study. So, we can all see how big a task just one aspect of getting a new job is. Getting new qualifications. Sorry to the eternal optimists, but I don't buy your pie in the sky. Just think positive and you can do anything, man. For most people, life change is like standing at the foot of a high mountain with a recently amputated leg. However, all vocatic students know that our most important principle is changing your life through education. So you know that, despite my bleak picture of life change, I'm not going over to the pessimist camp. So, I'd better clarify my position. Optimist? Pessimist? Can we change? Glass half full? Glass half empty? Etc. Well, I've always believed that the glass is half empty, but you gotta slap that barman and make him fill it up. In other words, you have to do whatever you can. If you have to work all day, do it. If that fails, beg, steal, borrow. And that's my attitude about changing your life. You can do it, but you have to fight, because it's not easy. If it was, then we'd all be the ideal weight, moderate drinkers, non-smokers, and have the perfect job, spouse and children. If you want to make real changes, you have to fight hard and adopt a well-thought-out strategy. And it is exactly that strategy, my friends, that we will talk about in the next Change Your Life podcast. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's class. Now I'd like you to do your writing task for the week by visiting our website, advancedenglish.net, or our Facebook page, Advanced English Vocatic. Goodbye.